All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the webinar for May 1st, 2015. Today, we're going to be talking all about custom post types. My name is Dustin Hartzler, and I'm the host of the Your Website Engineer podcast. And it is a podcast that's all about WordPress, and we talk about WordPress. And I've tried to do most of my audio podcasts about simple things, but custom post types is not a simple thing whatsoever. This is going to be a webinar that's going to be, let's say, probably more on the advanced side. It is going to take some information, like you will need to know some code. We'll talk about all of this stuff during the course of the presentation, but I just want to let you know that as well. This whole thing is recorded and you'll be able to watch it later. You'll get a replay later and all of the code. I'm going to try to assemble all of the resources. Everything that we talk about today is going to be included in the post for the custom post types webinar replay. So you'll get all this. You know, you won't have to try to write down all of this code. I'm going to give you exactly what you need to reduplicate everything that's in this webinar. The webinar fashion is usually the same as what I like to do, is I like to go through some slides. We talk about the overall concept, the theory behind things, and then we are going to go in and I'm going to show you a demo. I actually show you behind the scenes of yourwebsiteengineer.com. I'm going to show you one of my custom post types that I use every single month. Hint, it's all about webinars. And I'll show you one of the new fields that I just added this morning as I was preparing for this webinar. I'm like, oh, this would be really nice, really cool way to add this to my site. So I'll show you that, what I've added, and then I've got a demo site set up all dedicated to custom post types, and we'll talk about how to add custom post types via two different plugins, and then we can also do it with just code, and again, that code will be provided for you, and the links to the plugins will be provided to you as well. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. Right as soon as I get started with the slides, I will no longer be able to see the questions, and so feel free to leave questions in the chat area, and I'll try to get to them as soon as possible, but while I'm in the slides, I'm going to be focused 100% on slides. And again, feel free to ask any questions. And there is a bit of delay from the time that I say things until the questions come in. And so towards the end, when I ask for questions, there'll be like some time where I just have to talk and fill up time so that you can catch up and actually answer and ask questions. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the presentation. So today, today's outline is going to be, we're going to talk about the terms, we're going to talk about what custom post types are, we're going to show some examples of how to use them, we're going to talk about some of the code, we're going to explore some code, we're going to do a custom post type plugin, a demo, we're going to, you know, go right in, we're going to see exactly how to set these things up, and then we'll do a live demo, of course. And again, this is a very advanced section, and it's not the easiest thing to think about, and it's not the easiest thing to implement, but I'm going to do my best today to just kind of walk you through the steps in the processes to get everything set up properly. The thing is, custom post types can be very easily set up on the WordPress side of things, but to display them in your theme is going to be the more difficult process. And we'll talk all about that as we get going here. So what are custom post types? And they're also sometimes short-coded as CPTs. So I may refer to them as CPTs, but you know, they're custom post types. Custom or WordPress can hold many different types of content. And so there are all of the data for your website is actually stored in a database table called WP_posts. And even though like custom post types, you know, technically don't seem like they are posts, they're all in there in that WP_post database table. They're just differentiated based on there's one column that's called post type. And there's several different post types, and we'll get to that in just a second. But before I dive in any more, I think I want to just highlight and showcase what it looks like to have a custom post type. And I'm sure that you've seen these. You don't necessarily have to have a theme with custom post types. Sometimes plugins add custom post types, and they are things that look like this. I've tried to gray out the screen here, but on the left-hand side, you see news, FAQs, customer FAQs, and jobs. These are all custom post types, and these are things that can be added by a plugin. They can be added by your theme. It can be added by, you know, custom functionality that you've added to your functions.php file, or you've built your own plugin to do this. But basically, what we're going to do today is we're going to look at how we can set up a custom area so we can put in FAQs for our website, and maybe we can categorize those FAQs, or maybe we want to have a new specific part of our site that's not our blog part of our site. And so custom post types have a lot of functionality. They are really cool, and the sky's the limit when it comes to custom post types. So right now, built into your WordPress site, there's already 5 major post types. They're post, page, attachment, revision, and navigation menu or nav menu. And so without further ado, let's just dive into each one of these, and then any custom post type that you add, is one below that. So under nav menu, let's say, for example, you added a movie data or a movie custom post type. And so that would be another post type. So there's five that are built into WordPress, and then anything else that you add is considered a custom post type. So a post is just the post in WordPress. You know, you go to post and add new, and that's basically that post type. That's everything that, you know, that's just a standard, the way that it's set up. Is posts are set to be displayed in reverse sequential order by time. That's just the way that they're set up, and they're great for setting up and creating feeds. You know, they do exactly what you need. It's kind of like, it's like you're creating your blog post. It makes a lot of sense. I don't think I need to go into much more detail on what that is. A page is a static piece of content that's on your website. It doesn't have any time-based structure to it. So there's no, like, you can't say, oh, list all my pages, and it lists all the content of your pages like the blog page would, that when it lists all of your blog posts. They have your own URL without the date structure. You know, a lot of the posts, you know, will have like your websiteengineer.com/2013/03/09/, and then the name of the post. So you can't have that with pages. It's just like your websiteengineer.com/about or /webinar-replays or whatever it is. You use page templates to display pages, and this is where some of the stuff in the theme comes along. So a page can actually have, you know, multiple different templates. So you can say, I want to have a right sidebar or a left sidebar or no sidebar, or, you know, a big footer, or, you know, whatever. You can set up custom page templates so that information in the page section will be displayed differently than your blog posts. A lot of times that you don't want to have the date, you know, the date that the page was published. You don't actually need that because it's not a time-based thing. It's, they also have hierarchy. So you can say, like, this is the about page, and then we have an about the team and about me and about my company, like all underneath it as child menu or child pages. And so you can do that with pages as well. So you can't do that with posts. The next one is called attachment, and it's basically a special post that holds all the information about the files uploaded through the media library. So this includes information like the description, the name, some of the metadata, you know, like the size of the image and the thumbnails generated, all that kind of stuff. So they're basically like saved as, technically they're saved as posts, but they are given the post type attachment so that WordPress knows that they're there and they can pull in the data faster. So that's why there is a media tab, and then that's what shows the preview of the image and all that kind of stuff when you click on an image inside your media library. So that technically the media library is a attachment custom post type built right into WordPress. This one's kind of hidden because you never really see it, but another post type that's built into WordPress is called revision. And revision is used to hold a draft post as well as any past revisions of existing posts or pages. And so if you've ever been to your WordPress site and you're on the right-hand side, right above the publish button, if you've published or if you've updated your post a couple times, it will say the number of revisions that have taken place on this particular post or page. They're basically identical copies of your site or of that post or page, basically, you know, timestamped as you've taken them, and you can roll back. And basically what it is it just, it declutters the area in your post section. So if we didn't have this post type called revisions, then what you would see if you went to your post area is you would see, like, you maybe you're, I'm just going to use my site for an example. So I said episode one and for my podcast, and maybe I have updated that four times. So I might see episode one, episode one, episode one, episode one. I'd see that four times in the post menu. And then maybe in episode two, I made 12 different revisions before I was all set and I was ready to go. So you'd see that 12 times. So because we have the revisions category or the revision post type, that allows it to associate all of the revisions with one post, and you only see that one post. And then once you're inside that, the editor of that one specific post, then you can see all of your different revisions for your website. So that's what the revisions post type is. And the last one that's built in is the nav menus. And the nav menu item is basically what holds all the information about a single item in the nav menu system. So when you go and you create a new menu, so when you go to, let's see, it's appearance, and then you go to menus, and then you create a new menu. When you create a new menu, that's the line that's stored in the database. So say you maybe call it main menu, and then you add like four or five different tabs or four or five different menu items to that main menu menu, I guess. Once you've added those and you save them, that's all saved in that row, and it's saved as a nav menu post type. And so WordPress knows when it goes to the menu section, it just goes and gets that specific post type. So all of the structure is, you know, built within WordPress, and it's all using the same database table. So almost all of the columns are the same for all of these five post types. So a post type is what you define it. So you can, you know, other than those five that are built in with WordPress, there are, you know, infinite amount of possibilities that you can use to create custom post types. It is basically as simple as just using the register post type function. And we'll talk about that. It looks like it stripped out my underscores there. It should be register underscore post underscore type function. And basically what that is we'll show you how this works and how to do this. And so that's what the custom post type is. You basically add the post, you have to define it. You say, this is the custom post type that I want to use. You give it the information that you need, you know, you basically set it up, and then we will talk about a few more things in just a second. So basically you want to think of, let's go to the next slide. That will just say a whole lot more. So why should you use custom post types? If you have different types of content, or all different types of content have different data requirements. And so if you think about it, let's say you're writing a website and you have a blog post. And so you know the post section is already usually set up with a theme, but the theme for posts really gives some information that is not necessarily in other custom post types. So say, think for example, like on a post page, when you're looking at a full page of a blog post, then you normally see the date, you see the author, you see the full excerpt of the content, you see the title, you see a featured image, maybe you see all of these different things. But maybe you are running a website that's running I'm just going to keep going back to it, like a movie database, and you want to maybe review different movies and different things. Well, you don't necessarily need the date, unless you know you can, but you don't necessarily need that. You probably don't need the author displayed. There's a lot of things that a normal post needs to display, whereas a custom post type wouldn't need to display. And so that would be one reason to use a custom post type. Sometimes you want the different data to have a different layout. So for example, like my custom post type, one of the ones that we'll be talking about and showing you is for my webinars. My webinars go in a custom post type that's all in one area, and I can fully customize that experience to look completely different to my website if I wanted to. If I didn't want to have continue with the branding from, you know, what my podcast feed looks like or my podcast episodes look like versus my webinars, I can make them completely different if I wanted to. And you can streamline the adding of new content. So if you want to make it easy for clients, this is especially really, really important. So for example, like if you wanted to, you give your client the ability to add different content pieces, you could give them like, oh, here's a snippet of code, and it's already wrapped in the HTML tags, and then you just have to fill in the information. Well, if they've never used HTML, they just may be blinded by, hey, I don't want to learn HTML, I don't even want to look at this. But if you use a custom post type, you can lay things out in a way where they just fill out specific boxes. And once those boxes are filled out, then it automatically formats things on the right way on the page. And so I'll show you some of that as well. So that's really, really cool. Custom post types, like I said, there's infinite number of ways that you can do it. Some of the ones that I've come up with and I've used before in the past are testimonials, creating frequently asked questions pages, sliders, portfolios, meet the team, webinars. There's so many more. Like if you wanted to have like a car dealership, you could have, you know, specific ones for car dealers. You know, there's just so many different things. So I guess I've got another slide here that says when to use. But basically, if it's not a blog post or if it's not a static page, you probably could use a custom post type for it. If you are super OCD like me and you want to keep everything outlined in specific places, then that's another place to use it. You know, I always want my webinars in this section. I always want my podcast in this section. Like you can separate those by custom post types if you like. If you need to, if the content's very repeatable and you need content pieces with the same format every single time, then you know, a custom post type may be a perfect opportunity to use. Another thing is like, if you want to remember to give certain content and certain content pieces, then maybe custom post type is the right way to go. Like if you know that, I want to add these four things to every one of this type of field, then you can create boxes for them to fill them out to make sure that, oh, well, I haven't filled this box out. I forgot this step. I missed this piece of thing. It can be complicated if you don't use custom post types to tell people like, oh, do this and do this and do this and do this. Whereas you don't necessarily have to tell them to do all these things. You can get rid of specific things. So for example, like going back to our movie database, you can get rid of and not display the comment section, or you can turn off, turn off the revisions, or you can turn off, like you can hide all of the things. Like the excerpt usually isn't needed when you are using a movie database or something like that. You can just remove all of those pieces, and then your clients won't be confused. It won't clutter up your screen. It won't take those extra nanoseconds to load those boxes. And another thing is, if it's HTML heavy, if there's a lot of customizations that need to be done to get the data to look perfect, then a custom post type may be the right way to do it. So if you add a custom post type, then you can break content up into individual mini posts and make it very easy for somebody else other than you to write it and get it in the right order so it looks perfect on your website. But wait, there's more. I feel like an infomercial by putting that in there, because custom post types are just one little tiny piece of this bigger puzzle, and you'll see why in a second. So we've got the custom post types, and now we also have custom taxonomies. And I'm not sure why they call them taxonomies. I mean, they're basically, think of categories and tags. It's basically when you have a custom post type, when you want to add a category or a tag to a custom post type, they're called taxonomies. I have no idea why, and I always am befuddled by how this works and how this to get this set up. Basically, what you want to do is, if you say create a movie database, then you want to have, you know, maybe you want to create a category or a genre, maybe is your category. And so you would set up a custom taxonomy for genre, and then you can organize and put each movie that you review in a specific genre. So that's a category. Think of a custom taxonomy as a category, and then people can search by those categories. It's the same thing with tags. So custom taxonomies is basically a fancy way of saying, you know, these are your categories and tags for your custom post types. We'll show you how to add those in a second when we get to the live demo. Another thing that you can do with custom post types is you can create post meta boxes. And these are those draggable boxes that are in WordPress. You know, think about if you close your eyes and visualize the visual editor for a post, and you have the content editor, and then below it you have like the excerpt, and then below that you have like can people leave comments on this site, and then you've got all of these different boxes, and you can actually click and drag and move those wherever you want. Those are post meta boxes that are built right into WordPress, but you can actually define your own, and then that gives you the ability to add, you know, the specific information that you need, and you can require specific fields. You can do all types of different things. Post meta boxes make it very easy for clients to put information into the proper place. One example of this is, and I don't have a screenshot for you, but I used a post meta box when I was building websites for clients. They wanted an about the team page, and they wanted like their name above it, and then right below that they wanted to have an email address, and then they wanted to have a bio right underneath that. Well, I could have told them, you know, to get the right styling, like they had to put their name as the title, and then the very first line they'd have to do, and they'd have to wrap it in HTML. So I'd have to say like, okay, you have to go in there, and then you have to put an A, and then an href, and then a mail to, and then the email address, and then, you know, close the bracket, and then, you know, put in the email address, and then close the A ref, you know. And, you know, that of course is very hard to describe. It's hard to talk through. And so what I did is I created a post meta box that they basically just put in their email address right there in the field. And then when they click save, it automatically published that on the front end of the website, and it showed exactly what, you know, their email address. So that was really cool. And so that helped with the consistent formatting. And I felt like a genius to do this. Like it worked really well, and it had a very good experience for my customer, my client. So when they wanted to add a new person, you know, like I added their entire team when they were, you know, when the company was there and when I was working with them, but they're like, we're on the edge of hiring somebody. We want to be able to do this ourselves. So I went ahead and did that. I also built in a post meta box so they could upload their picture. Actually, I just used the featured image area, and then I pulled that into the custom theme. So they uploaded the featured image, and then that was the right size and shape and displayed perfectly on their website. So post meta boxes are super, super cool, and we'll show you those in just a few minutes as well. Lastly, the last piece of the puzzle that kind of goes with the custom post types, it kind of goes with the taxonomies, it kind of goes with the post fields that we just talked about, the post meta fields, but these are called custom fields. And they're a lot like them, like the post meta boxes, but they're built into WordPress. They're much easier to set up than post meta boxes, but they're more difficult for a client to use. So in yourwebsiteengineer.com, I actually use a custom field to display my podcast player in specific areas on my website. And so I'll show you that in just a second, but that's kind of what I've done to, you know, make use of a custom field. I was too lazy right away to, you know, set it up. And now that it's working perfectly, I may go back in and add that as a post meta box. I haven't 100% decided, but it was just super easy for me to do. You basically set a definition, or I guess let's look at the next slide. So the metadata is handled like keys and value pairs. So a key is basically like a variable. So you would say, like for my example, I have like podcast. I just call it podcast, and that's the metadata element. So it's a podcast, and then the value, you put the value in the box, which is like the smart podcast player that I use to display the podcast player on my website. So I'll show you that in just a second. And so without further ado, let's go to the look at the code section. I'm going to transition from the presentation. I'm going to do a quick scan of if there's any questions in the chat room, and then we'll go in and start looking at a live demo. What I want to share today is, like, here is an inside look at the webinar section. It's a webinar custom post type for yourwebsiteengineer.com. So I've created this. You can see that it's just a little bit different over here. We've got the post. The YWE Plus was a custom post type that I started. I've got some stuff in there. I haven't actually, you know, launched anything on there. I've got the webinar area. That's what we're going to look at. And then I've got events. This is another custom post type built into my theme by me. And then you can see like forms. That's technically a custom post type by Gravity Forms. We've got lead pages and MailPoet. These are technically custom post types for, you know, those two plugins respectively, lead pages and MailPoet. So those are, you know, but what I want to show you is kind of in the webinars area. So what you can do is you can do all kinds of things. You can do some really fancy things. Like you can change the title, you can display like these things differently if you want. And we won't get into this in the presentation just because custom post types are extremely difficult to talk through. And just, you know, like I could spend hours just working through all the intricacies of custom post types. But basically, I've set it up so that I display the featured image over here. Just because, like, I want to be able to see that very quickly. Like sometimes an image can trigger, you know, it makes it look a lot easier. It's much easier for me to find, okay, this is the webinar that I'm looking for or whatnot. So this is what it looks like. And so this is a custom post type, like I said, and I'll go in here and just look at the edit button. And so we can go in and we can see like what the editor looks like. And I just want to show you some of the things that I've just very recently added. So you can see over here on the right-hand side, we've got webinars. And so webinar, I can tag these as beginner or developer, and I can put them in their own category. So these are the custom taxonomies that are over here. So that's what this area is. And then we've got the revisions. So I could turn these off if I wanted to. I probably should. Like, I don't necessarily need to see the revisions in my custom post type. So I can go ahead and I'll just minimize that. And then this is what I added this morning. This is a post meta box, and you can see it's drag and droppable. So I can go ahead and click and drag, and I can move it wherever I want. And if you look here in my presentation, I always say download the video, download the audio, and then I normally say download the slides as well. But this time I just by chance, I actually put them on SlideShare and embedded the SlideShare. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to display those the same way every single time without ever having to. The problem is, like, when I do a webinar, it's once a month. And so I always forget how I did the previous month. So I always have to just go back to the previous month, and then I go and I copy, you know, the previous month's webinar, and then I start making the changes. And that really takes a little bit of time. It's kind of, you know, tedious to do. So what I want to do is I want to create an area down here where I can say, okay, every video file is going to go here. Every audio file is going to go here, and every PDF file will go here. And then I can add things to the theme. So on the front end of things, they're displayed in a perfect manner, and they're displayed the same way every time. This way I can know as I'm filling out this page for my podcast or for my webinar that, oh, I have used it. You know, I've got all of these pieces. I've got them all put in there. I'm good to go. I'm ready to go. I can move on to I can go ahead and publish this thing. So this is the post meta box. And so remember, this was the custom taxonomy that we've created. This is the post meta box. And then down here at the bottom, these are what's called custom fields. And I have one called podcast player. And that's how I actually display the podcast player on my homepage of my website. So basically, it's just a little bit of code that's saying, okay, when I use the variable podcast player, then I will put in the short code for my podcast player, and then I will display that. I'll use some code in my theme to display that exactly where I want to. So what that really looks like on when I'm publishing a new episode, I just come here and I go down, I scroll down to podcast player, and then I can put in the short code. You know, I can put it in right here, and then I can say enter new or, you know, hit update, and it saves that. So that's a really quick and dirty hack to get it in very quickly to create the post meta boxes. These are a little bit more difficult because you have to first, you build this little form, and then you have to accept the input, and then you have to save the input once, you know, somebody has, you know, put information in there and they've clicked the update button. And so it makes it just a little bit more tedious to get that information, you know, to put that in there. So now I think what I normally like to do is just experiment with custom fields, and then I'll use the custom fields. Okay, I think this is exactly the way that I want it. You can get them, you know, kind of perfect. You know, you can build them exactly the way you want to after you have the fact that, okay, this is the way that it's working and it's working well. I really like it. So I'll turn the custom fields into a post meta box. And then I can go ahead and I can start removing some of these other things that I don't need to see on a webinar, for example. So that's just what I want to show you on the back end side of things. I'm using custom post types specifically for webinars. I got a couple other ones in there that I don't really use, but all of the stuff is in there. One other thing that I want to mention about custom post types is if custom post types are built into your theme, so say for example, they're built in and you automatically, when you activate the theme, you see a testimonial area or you see about the team area or a, you know, you see all of these different areas. If you change themes, you won't be able to access that content anymore. So like the buttons over here would be completely gone. So say for example, all three of these, the YWE Plus webinars and events, those were all built into my theme. And then I would change my theme to something else. And as soon as I did, those menu items wouldn't be there anymore. You couldn't actually click on those because they'd be completely gone. And so that's a really big proponent of using a plugin or some sort of, you know, custom functionality plugin that you build to display, so that when you change themes, you don't lose that content. You're not actually losing the content. You're just losing access to that content. So if you won't have access to add a new webinar if that section is not there anymore. So that's kind of a thing to think about, and I just wanted to highlight. So if it's built into your theme, the data is not gone if you change themes. It's just a matter of now you have to create another custom post type in your new theme, or you have to do it in a plugin or whatever. So that's just another thing. So kind of a high level overview there of how that works. And now we're going to go over to our custom post types, very simple site. I'm just running it locally here using desktop server. And I've got two plugins that I want to show you that you can create your own custom post type. And it's more of a UI base. So remember that the building the custom post type, adding the content to make a menu item here in the dashboard is very simple. That's the easy part. And we can do that with either one of these two plugins, or you can use it by creating your own plugin to get those things started. So you create them, you get them all set up, but then the more tricky part of this whole situation is actually displaying them on the front end of things. And I don't know if it's built into some of the different frameworks that are out there to display custom post types. I'm not exactly sure. I know that the only way that I've ever done it is, you know, I've copied and pasted code to generate my own plugin. I add the custom post types that I need, and then I build in that functionality. I take sections of code that you need to display them on your theme itself, and then just kind of work from there. So that's kind of my process. But I wanted to show you these two different ones, and I like the look of one better than the other, but they both do pretty much the same thing. So let's go ahead and activate the types. That's the first one that we'll do. And I actually created one earlier called books, but we'll go in and we will add a new one. So you can add a new custom post type just by going to the custom post type area. And you can go and say you want to add a new custom post type. You can say what the name is going to be before you need to call the plural version of it, the singular version of it, and then enter a slug. So for example, we're going to do FAQs for this one. So we'll say FAQs with an S. If it's singular, we say FAQ, and then we just say FAQ, and then for webinar. And then the cool part with this one is you can actually select an icon. And so you can say, maybe is there an FAQ icon maybe? I'm not exactly sure. There's not. Maybe, what could we do? We could do a heart. for FAQs, just because we like people that add FAQs. So basically what we can do then, these are all the labels that will show up. So, you know, when you go to new, it will say like new, add new. Let's see, what did we choose? We chose FAQ. Like, you basically don't need to do anything here. It's going to just do everything you need. You can say which things that you want it to display, whether it's just the title, the editor. For this example, maybe we will do custom fields. We will do, revisions. We want to see those revisions. And then we can go over here and we can save the custom post type. We can also like change the menu position if we want to. We can do a lot of things. There's a lot built into this plugin. And so now if we go over to our FAQ section, we can go to add items, and then we can add new, and then we can see, okay, we've got this, we've got the custom fields, and we have zero revisions. So we can say, let's do the very first one. So we can just say our new frequently asked question is how to use CPTs. And then we'll just put some gibberish in here and we will publish. And then if we do some updates and we do one more, we just put Dustin was here. Now you can see we've got the revisions, and the revision section shows up because we've told it to. We want that revision section to come up. Now, if we wanted to remove that for any way, shape, or form, like we could always go to screen options and remove it from revisions, or we could just go back to the custom post types, and then we can edit the custom post type. So we can go back to frequently asked questions, FAQ, and then we can go back in and we can say, oh, we don't want to show revisions anymore. And we can just go ahead and wipe those out. So we've got that built in. If we wanted to do, let's see what else. We could do custom fields. We could do, maybe they don't have the post meta boxes here. We could do custom fields, and we could basically set up new custom fields. We're basically like just generating all the backend stuff that we need. If you noticed here in the frequently asked questions when we were here, there is a plugin called Views, and it's a premium plugin or a premium service that you can actually generate and build your code that you need to display the items on your website. So I forget what the price is. You can get it for one site, or I guess Toolset is what you need for $149, or maybe Views is all you need is just for $79. So if you wanted to do that, that would be the information that you need. So I think how that works is it generates all the code that you need, and then you can add that to your website. So I've never really played with that, but that's just one thing if you were looking to, you know, kind of get these custom post types displayed properly on your site, then I would recommend checking out Views for that. So that's how you add a custom post type with types. And then let's go back and install, or let's go back to this, and we'll activate this one. I created a testimonials one with this one earlier, so you can see we're getting quite the list over here of custom post types. This one is a little bit less intuitive UI wise. So basically you come here and you just add these four pieces, and then you can also add labels if we want to change some of the labels, if we wanted to change some of the settings, like all of that is kind of built in there. So I like the UI of types better, but I think both of them do very, very similar things. We'll just go ahead and edit this one for testimonials so I don't have to create yet another one. And we can go in and look at the labels, and we can say what these labels are. Basically, if we wanted to, we can see that, like the testimonials one, it says all testimonials. This one says all items, and this one says all items because I didn't configure these ones earlier. So you can say all testimonials. You can say new testimonial here. You can say, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do and customize when it comes to, you know, creating these custom post types. With this one, you can say that you can exclude from search if you want to. You can create a archive page for them. There's just a lot of things that you can do within the custom post type UI here within Word, or using either one of these two plugins. Or you can just add the code exactly. You can add the code exactly like I'm going to in just a second. So let's go in, and I've got something saved here in the Finder menu. And so we've got this in the plugins. Basically, what we can do is we can actually add. I'm going to add this as a plugin. So I'm just moving it from. Let's back all the way up here. Sometimes I skip ahead of things. So we're using the theme custom post type cpt.dev, and then in wp-content in the plugins folder, I am going to add a plugin that I've added before, and I just moved it here so it wouldn't show up. And so I've moved it to this area. It's now in the plugin section, and we can go ahead and activate this if we like. So that's going to give the movie selection. Kind of went with that as a just a general, let's use that as an example. So we will go to the all movies section. Before we do that, let's just go ahead and deactivate these other two custom post types. They're not really necessary right at this point, just because they're basically just the UI to create the new areas or the new custom post type areas. And technically, if you... No, I will take that comment back. That's not what I wanted to say. Okay, so going to the movie selection, I've added one of my all-time favorite movies, which is National Treasure, and I will show you, let's look at this side of things, and then I'll show you the code and how it's being displayed and how we're doing a few things. So here is the summary. So I basically created National Treasure. That's going to be the title of the movie. I've got the summary about National Treasure. It's just, you know, a very generic thing. And then I've created two custom taxonomies. We've got genre and we've got studio. And so I've tagged them one as it's an action movie and the studio is Disney. And I've got the excerpt if I wanted to display that as best movie ever. And then I've got some custom fields down here that DH movie format and DH movie length. So that information is there. And then we also have, if we go all the way down to the bottom, this is a post meta box that's displaying the movie length. And so like I said earlier, like the post meta box, I could slide up and down. I can move those all around. I can move them from one place to another. So I can make sure that, oh, I always say that the length is two, you know, I always include the length and I include the what it looks like here. So if we go and look at this though, I think we'll be very disappointed because when we go to a view of this movie, so this is what the page should look like when we've done zero programming to get the custom post type and the custom taxonomies and the custom fields to get those to display. So basically it's going to act like it's a post. And so it basically just shows, here's the title and here is the summary about, this is basically just the content that's inside the big, you know, the text editor box. And so when we don't have anything programmed into our theme, then it's not going to show any of those other fields. So you can see how we've added everything on the back end. You can see where we've added all this data is saved in here. We can see that it's saved 2 hours. It's got DVD, it's got Disney, it's got action. It's got all that stuff in there, but it doesn't actually display anything until we call for it and we can tell it, hey, we need to call this information. You know, we need to display this on the front end. So I'll show you that as well. Let's dive into the code. First, we're going to look at the code for the custom post types. Let's see. Let's go in and just dive into the code real quick. So let's look at this is the code for the custom post types. And basically I've put this into a class and then the class is going to call these three functions. Really, you don't need to know anything about this. What I would do if you were, you know, this code will be available to you later. You can go ahead and just change the name of the class, put your initials here and say what post type it's going to be. So maybe if it's testimonials, you might say DH_testimonials_post type. That's basically what you need to do. And you can just go ahead and change that information. And then let's see if that class is called at the bottom or not. And then you just have to change this to make sure that it's the exact same as whatever that was at the top. So DH_testimonials_post_type. We basically put it in a class to make sure that it doesn't interfere with anything else. And we add our initials at the beginning for that. We put the initials at the very beginning of things so that it doesn't conflict and we don't, you know, run into some sort of error message. And I know that I'm going kind of fast. That's kind of the point, to get all of the, you know, the kind of the data, all the information that I can out. When I started preparing for this, I'm like, there's no way that I can fit this all in an hour. So I'm doing my best to just try to give you the information. You're going to get all the code and you get the video replay so you can go back and you can, you know, take your time and go through and, you know, really dive in and try to figure out what this is. So, this first function here is basically this part right here is basically just setting up the custom post type. It's setting up that menu item on the left-hand side. So we've got the movie selection. That's basically the name of the custom post type, or that's like the display name of it. And then we say the singular name is movie. And then we say if we add a new, we want to say add new movie. If we add a new item, that's add new movie. If we want to say edit item, edit movie. And so basically you can go in and you can just change the word movie to testimonial. If it's got an S on the end, then you want to keep that as an S. So basically if you want to view movies or view movie, you know, whatever it is, whatever terminology makes most sense for what the custom post type name that you're giving, then that's what you want to add there. You can make these, you know, completely custom if you want. You don't have to say if it's not found in the trash, you don't have to say nothing found in the trash. Or you could say like, hey, dummy, there's nothing in the trash. Like, you can put anything there that you want. And then the movie, the menu name is what actually displays on the website. So if we go back over here, this says movie selection. And so even if we wanted to, we could change this real quick. We could say movie, awesome movies. And if we save that, we could go back over to our site and refresh it, and that movie selection would be changed. Like, that's just changing the title. All of this stuff is getting set up. All of this, the labels array is basically just setting up things so that they are visually correct on the front end side of things. Then we're setting up this array. So we're basically using all the stuff that's in the labels. It goes here. That we can put a description in there if we want to. And then we say that it's a public deal. And then if we wanted to change the order, you can put this a different number. So if you put, I think it's under, or I think 5 is where post is. And so I think this is a number 5. So if you put anything under 5 or over 5, it's going to go underneath it. I think pages category level is at a 10. So if you put it at 11, it's going to jump down here. So basically wherever you want it to display, that's the number that goes in there. And then you have the ability to add a menu icon if you want to. We're not using that in this example. And then when it supports, these are the things that will show up on the WordPress backend. So you can see the title, the editor, the thumbnail, comments, excerpt, custom fields. Those are the things that are built in. If we wanted to do revisions, we could do comma, you know, quote revisions, and we put all that in. And that's basically setting up the framework, the definition of the custom post type. And then whatever the custom post type is going to be this right here. So it's just DH underscore movies. Is the custom post type. On my webinars one, I called it webinar, and then we can use that as we go down the screen here in some of this code. So the next little section of code, and again, I'm sorry that this is a little bit quick to go through, like talking through all this code, but this is basically setting up the custom taxonomies. And so you can see the first one is the taxonomy for genre. The second one is the taxonomy for studio, and it's doing the same thing. The labels are exactly the same. You're just, you know, you change genre to whatever, you know, whatever custom taxonomy that you want, and you give it a variable, of course, as well. And then at the bottom here, you want to you add one more function here that actually registers the taxonomy to the custom post type itself. So a lot of this code you don't necessarily have to know. You basically just have to, in the custom post type up here, you have to give it a custom post type, whatever that name is that you're going to do. And it needs to be like a singular thing, like whether it's got an underscore, or, you know, it can't be like my movies with a space in it. It has to be like one variable. And then you create variables for both or as many taxonomies as you want to create. And then you have to link the taxonomies to that specific custom post type. And then the last part is the custom meta boxes. And so we'll show you that. That's the area where we saw below that had like the 2 hours as the length and the video as the DVD. So that's what this section is down here. So basically we're adding meta boxes and we're adding it to the custom post type DH movies. And again, all of this stuff can just be copied and you can change it and tweak it around. So we create a function so that we're displaying the information. So that those are creating those actual boxes. And these two things here are just variables to put the information in a post meta box. And then you basically want to say, once somebody clicks the save post button, then it actually saves the post. Like, it's taking the information that was put in this box. Let's go back to the example here. So that second section is basically whatever's put in there, you're running the command. Whenever somebody presses the update or the save button, it's actually going to save the information. So we're actually updating the post meta data, and we're going to strip out any tags. This is just a command that's making sure that you're not injecting like harmful stuff that could, you know, really break your website. So of course you wouldn't be doing this. You always want to strip tags and do that kind of stuff when, you know, you're doing this plugin for other people to make sure that they're not gonna, you know, mess their site up. But when it's your own site, it's not as big a deal. So that's basically the three functions that you need. And then you add an action to actually run and call this function right at the very start of WordPress initiation so that all of these things get loaded at the right time. Again, this is very complex. And Phil does mention that these files are generated by types. Exactly. Like, so types is actually generating all this stuff for you. So it just depends if you want to have a plugin, if you want to have an extra plugin in your plugins area to have on and have your custom post types, you can do that. If you want to be someone like, I don't like seeing that extra plugin in my section, so I add this as a plugin, as a must use plugin, and then it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. It just kind of runs in the background. So that's how this whole custom post type thing works. Now the last piece of the puzzle, and I know that we're running out of time, and I know that I tried to jam too much things in there, but basically what we need to do in order to display the content. So remember, when we are looking at our site, we see that we just have National Treasure. We don't have any information about the National Treasure movie that we've put in there. So I've created a custom child theme real quick to highlight and showcase how we can actually display all this information. So now if we refresh, and it's the worst custom post or the worst child theme ever, because the formatting is just horrible, of course. But basically what it is it's showing that here's the title, here's the summary about National Treasure, and then we go through the custom taxonomies. We can see all of the action movies if we click on this. We can see all the Disney studio movies if we click on this. And then we can do the post meta boxes, and those are displayed there. I didn't add anything to the custom fields area in this example, but that's all right there. So last step of the puzzle, and I know this is a lot, is basically you have to create this area. You have to create this content on your theme. So you've got to add the ability for your theme to talk to the database to pull these custom post types, these custom fields, the post meta boxes. They need to be pulled, all that stuff out, and then displayed in a theme. So it's very simple. If you've had any experience with working with WordPress and building themes, you basically have the loop. So you're saying if there are posts, then display the posts, and then we want to display the title and then the content, and then we do the custom taxonomies, which is basically going in and it's getting the term list, and we can say for the terms genre, and then we can say genre, and you know, it's basically, you can look up this function in the WordPress codex, and so you can learn about what all of these different things are. And custom post meta boxes, it's basically saying get post meta, and then it's saying these are the what we've defined as the post meta formats. And then we can do the custom fields as kind of the same way, except we give them a different name and a different length and stuff like that. So it's basically going in and just pulling out that information. So I'm going to kind of recap here, and feel free to ask any questions. We're, you know, of course running out of time, but I'll stay as long as there's questions available, and I'll go through and try to answer things that are in the chat room. So kind of wrap your head around the whole thing. So in order to use a custom post type, we need to define the custom post type on the back end. So that's whether we write the code ourselves, and or we have the code generated, or we use a plugin that generates the code. Any way, shape, or form, we need to like define the areas within WordPress. And then once we've got them defined, we've got them all filled out, we have at least one custom post type completely filled out, then that's when you build into the theme. You have to go and you have to get the term list, you have to get the post metadata, you have to get that information out so that so it can be displayed on the front end of your website. If you don't do the second piece of things, then you'll never see that content. And if you add this information, if you add this file, so you'll get a copy of the single _DH_movies, of course, as well. If you don't display this, then you won't actually see any of that post meta information. If you have this template there, but you don't create the custom post type, then you won't see that either as well. So there's two pieces of the puzzle, and both pieces need to be done in order for the custom post types to work properly. All right, Carl has a question. He says, can custom post types be related to each other? For example, can you have a custom post types called car and have another one called manufacturer? And then adding the car, you can select a previously entered manufacturer. So I think that is possible. Let me think through how you would do that. So Carl, you're looking for a custom post type that you can enter. So basically, you want to be able to add a car in two different areas.
I guess I don't quite get the question. So if you could repeat that, I would really appreciate that. I'm trying to think through that just a little bit more. So you're saying that you want them to be linked. What I would do is I would say have like a car data. I would create a car custom post type. And then you can have like the manufacturer would be a taxonomy related to that custom post type. So then you can say it's just like they work just like the categories do. And so if you start typing like Honda, like it would autocomplete and it would, you know, say that the manufacturer is Honda. And so you're not necessarily creating two custom post types unless there's a reason that you need two different ones. If you could explain the question just a bit more, I could probably answer it. Tim asked, if you use the plugin like types, does it generate the content, like the setup code? Yeah, it's doing all of that for us. And then it's just keeping that within the types plugin. So then if you ever wanted to, you know, the only catch with using plugins like that, like if you ever wanted to uninstall the plugin, then you've lost all that, you know, but you know, it's completely fine to do. I know so many people that rely on types to get things, you know, set up properly within their website. So that is a great question. Glenn says, I just started using generatewp.com, which includes all that code without having to add a plugin. Yep, that's exactly how GenerateWP works. You can actually go in and we can do that real quick. Generatewp.com. And it's basically doing the same thing. All that code that you're going to get to download is basically like it's kind of standard code. And so basically what we can do with GenerateWP is we can just go in and we can select a tool and we can... maybe I have to log in to be able to do anything. Post type generator. Let's see if we can do this real quick. So you basically can go in and you can say, here's all of that code that we were talking about earlier. And it's just giving us very generic information. So we can go in and we can say general. We can say what our function name is. We can give it whatever we want. We can say the text domain. We can say, is it a child theme? We can add child theme support if we want to. We can say the post type. We can give it whatever it is. And then we can start filling in all the information. We can say that we want it to link to the categories or post tags. We can do all of this stuff right in here. It generates all this code, and then you can turn that into a theme if you, or you can add it to your theme if you want to, or you can add it to a custom plugin if you want to as well. Carl follows up on his question. He says, manufacturer is not a category or a tag because manufacturer could have its own custom attributes like year founded and other relationships like, oh, okay, like Lexus being a child of manufacturer of Toyota. Okay, that makes a lot more sense with your question. So you want to have like your manufacturers and have details listed about manufacturers. That's a really good question. I have to think about that just a little bit. I would have to think just a little bit. Roby post a link to wordpress.org/plugin/custom CPT CP taxonomies. Let's see. I would think there would be some way that you could relate the two together. If not, like what I would do is if you created, you could create that custom post type of manufacturers, you could talk about the manufacturers and then you could manually like create the child manufacturers underneath that. So, say for example, like Toyota, then you can have Lexus underneath that and like some of the other brands that are below Toyota. That's a really good question. And I think you stumped me here live on the webinar. Another question comes in and says, if I create a custom post type using one of the plugins and deactivate that plugin, do I still have access to that custom post type? No, that is one of the things that happens when you deactivate the plugin, then all that stuff is gone. So remember the custom post types that we created? There was like, what were they called? They were frequent FAQs. We had testimonials. Those were in those plugins. And now they're gone because I've deactivated the plugins just to kind of clear things up just a bit. So once you've deactivated it, then you no longer have access. All that content's still there. So if I go back and go into the plugins and I reactivate one of them, if I activate this one, then the testimonials will come back. And then any testimonial that's in there would be there as well. So you're not losing anything by deactivating them, but they won't be able to be displayed or you can actually use them in any way, shape, or any useful way, shape, or form. It's a good question. Andy says, can you extract the custom post type definition from your types to create your own plugin later? I would assume so, but I don't know exactly how you would do that. I would think that the better way to do that would just be set up through Generate WP and then just go through and change all the labels, change pretty much everything that you need. You can say what it supports, whether it's post formats, revisions, excerpts, all that kind of stuff is right here. You can exclude it from search if you want to. And then, so let's say we add revisions, custom fields, post types. We want to change these labels. Maybe this will be like Dustin type. We're just changing these so we can see the new Dustin, or just changing a few of these things so we can see. We can change the visibility. You can change all of this different type of stuff. And then you just say update code. And it updates it. So now we can see that we've changed a few things. Now we've changed Dustin type. We say new Dustin. We see that it supports revisions, custom fields, page attributes. So we can see all of this stuff. And now what I would do is I would just copy this, or you can actually just save it as a snippet so you can use it later. If you are using it regularly and just kind of use this, you can build it into a custom plugin. The plugin that I created for this is pretty simple. You just need to add the plugin information here at the top, and then you can add it to your plugin section, or you can put it in the MU-plugins folder. I know that I'm throwing a lot of terms around here, but there are a lot of, like I said at the very beginning, like custom post types is probably one of the most difficult things, and you just have to know your way around WordPress a little bit to know and really grasp the concept. And so I know it was a little bit of a challenge. It was probably not the best idea to do a webinar on custom post types, but I felt like there are so many people asking me for it. I thought that I could do a decent job of explaining it kind of at a high level overview. So Bill says, can you point us to how to encapsulate a custom post type into a plugin? I think I was answering that as you were saying it, as you were typing that question. So if you really wanted to, the easiest way I think would be to go to the generate WP, get all the information that you want. So generate, you make all these changes, customize this in any way, shape or form, and then save the code. And then you can save that code into a PHP file, add this information to the top. And then you can save that to your computer, save that to, wherever. And then you can add that. This file is actually the custom post types file is actually right here in my plugins folder inside WP-content. So you can just drag that folder right in there and it will display as a plugin. So we can see that it shows up right here, the custom post types. Here's my custom post types for my website. And you can change all of this information. You could put it there. Now I had mentioned earlier, like if you wanted to, you could put it into the must use plugin folder. And that's a little bit more tricky, but basically what you can do is if I open the Finder menu up, if I add a, I can add what's called an MU-plugins. And this is an area where you can put plugins where you can't activate them, you can't deactivate them, and if you put them there for clients, like they won't be able to do anything with them but other than look at them. So we can go ahead and just drag this into the MU-plugins. And if we refresh here, it says the plugin has been deactivated because it doesn't exist, but it's still here. It's in this must use folder. And so you can go and you can look and you can see custom post types. And so they're there. And now if we would go and we would change our theme to something different, if we wanted to, then all that functionality still stays there. And we, of course, still have all of our custom post type content. It's all hanging out right here under Awesome Movies. But now nothing can be done with it unless you have access to it. Of course, if you're putting it up on a server or something like that, then only the people that have access to that can do that. Let's see. What is a custom post type archive? I don't know. I think it gives the ability to create like a long list of archive. So I think don't hold me to that for sure. But if you go to yourwebsiteengineer.com and then go to the webinars page, like because I have it listed as an archive, like I can generate a page like this that lists all of my custom post types or all of the items in my custom post type field. So all of my webinars can be displayed just like this and I can do exactly what I want with it. And I think that's what it is, but I don't have 100%. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we can find in the options here. Enable archives. I think that's basically what it is. I don't know of anything different, but I'm sure that we could look that up on the WP Codex if we were looking for. So let's just try that real quick. While we're here, we can say WordPress.codex.wordpress.com. And then we can search for custom post types. And we'll just look. And if anybody else has any questions, then go ahead and ask those in the chat box. And we'll get to those in just a second. So let's see, archive page. For your index or archive page to be accessible, you will need to update it or flush this permalink structure. So basically, it's like the same thing. An archive page is like the same way as displaying things as the index page does, or basically in some sort of reverse chronological order, or however you define them. Of course, you can set up the loop to, you know, say that I want all my movie titles to be displayed in chronological order or alphabetical order versus chronological from when I watched them. Or you could say I want them to be all organized based on the date that they were published, or not published, but like the movie was released. So a 2010 movie would display at the top of the list and 2015 would display at the bottom. So that would be that. Phil says, can you put a jQuery date and time picker into a custom post type? I think that's a fantastic question, and I don't really know if you could or not. I would think that you would have to, if you can generate the information, or you like build it into the plugin and display it as a post meta box, I think you could. But I don't know. I have never really experimented with that. That would be a great lesson to go through and a great example to try out. So that's all the questions that I see right at this minute. I'll stay here for just a few more seconds to see if anybody else has any last minute questions. Thanks so much for tuning in today and sticking with me in this last hour or so, just like fly by the seat of your pants learning how to do custom post types. Remember, there's two sections for custom post types. You have to display the back end. So you got to make sure that you're displaying the correct areas, whether you want to do custom fields or post meta boxes at the back end, or you want to have custom taxonomy so you can organize your content. Or, you know, all of those different things, they can all be set up specifically for each individual custom post type. You can generate them by using plugins, or you can generate them by using Generate WP and generate all the content that you want and then build it into your own custom post type plugin. You can put that plugin in the plugins area or in the must use plugin area. And so you've got the custom post types all set up. Once that's done, then you'll have to create a child theme or work on your current theme and then start adding the content that you need to display these things on the front end side of things. So Andy asks, where would you define that a restricted set of roles for the person to see the post type and the archive? I think that you would do that on the, I think with Generate WP, didn't it say you can exclude it from search and then visibility and show an admin bar. I'm not 100% sure there. That would be, I think with depending on how you're locking down restrictive content, I think they give you the ability most times, you know, like Restrict Content Pro. Some of the other ones will say, do not allow access to this specific post type. A lot of times that actually comes up when you can restrict from posts or pages or, you know, things like that. So I would look into that. Once you've got it set up, then you can look into your account settings for the restricted area. I think you can still like password protect things like in this way if we wanted to. Like I can still password protect it here, but I don't think that's what you're asking for. I think you're asking for like if you were doing a membership site, you can say that all of this membership in from this custom post type can only be accessed by this level member or something like that. That would be all set up within the membership level plugin. Tim asked, do you know whether page builders like Visual Composer handle CPT display? I do not know if that happens or not. I don't know if that works. Like I said, like the only time that I've ever done it is I've just added that code into a child theme and then made it so that my theme started displaying it properly. So Carl says that Visual Composer can. So that's perfect. If you're using Visual Composer, then go ahead and check that out. So I would recommend, you know, setting up the custom post types and then start using the Visual Composer. Revolution Slider is another one that Carl says that can do that. So thanks so much for those links, guys. Appreciate it. And I think that's going to wrap up this thing. I'll put all the assets, everything that we talked about, the audio, the video, the PDF slides from before. I will put the code that I've generated that you see exactly on this site so you can see that. I'll put links to Generate WP. I will put the custom post type or the child theme that I created. I'll put that in the all in the episode resources area for this webinar. So the webinar for May 2015, I will send this out as an email later today, hopefully, fingers crossed. And then you can watch it at your own leisure and really slow down, because I know that we went probably 250 miles per hour. And you can slow down, or like you can watch this at your own pace and then you can take notes and then you can stop and all those different things. The plugin Andy is Restrict Content Pro is one of the plugins that's one of the many membership plugins that are out there that you can restrict access. Another one, the last month's webinar was on, I talked about iThemes and their Exchange plugin, and that has a membership feature built in as well. So that is going to wrap it up. Again, if you have any other questions, feel free to ask or respond to the email when I send out that gives all the information about the webinar. And if you have a topic that you want to learn about, or if you want to go more in depth about custom post types next month, please let me know that as well. I'm always interested in trying to figure out what I can do, what type of value that I can bring in. The webinars are hard because there's, you know, only I can only do 12 of them a year, and I want to make sure that I'm providing the most value and giving you the information that you're really looking to learn. And sometimes it's a stretch for me to learn it before I can teach it, but it's awesome. I love digging into the WordPress community, and thanks so much for tuning in live. We will talk again next month, and if there's anything else, please let me know how I can help and how I can make your journey into WordPress just that much easier. So with that, I'm going to wrap up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for hanging in there, learning with me, and I'm excited to continue to share each and every month. So be sure to check out the next webinar, which will be in June, I think probably June 5th, 2015, and we'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.